Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Isaiah chapter 52 is where we will land our attention. Let's peel our eyes down to verse number 7 and then following verses, Isaiah 52, 7. How beautiful on the mountains, New Living Translation, are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns. The watchmen shout and sing with joy, for before their very eyes they see the Lord returning to Jerusalem. Let the ruins of Jerusalem break into joyful song, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has demonstrated his holy power before the eyes of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will see the victory of our God. Get out and leave your captivity where everything you touch is unclean. Get out of there and purify yourselves, you who carry home the sacred objects of the Lord. You will not leave in a hurry, running for your lives, for the Lord will go ahead of you. Yes, the Lord, the God of Israel, will protect you from behind. Hallelujah. Thus far, the words of God. You can go to your seats around the building. I want to come back in this worship setting to that 12th verse. For you will not leave in a hurry, running for your lives, for the Lord will go ahead of you. Yes, the God of Israel will protect you from behind. I want to talk in this service from the theme, full steam ahead. Full steam ahead. Sometimes we can get into some very precarious situations because we might hesitate. We don't move with a sense of confidence. We're not moving in the sense of belief. I talked last night about the strength of faith, how important it is for us to be anchored in that. The Hebrew writer says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we realize that faith ultimately is a full trust in God. I fully trust God. I fully believe. I fully understand. And I do this because the track record of God speaks for itself. Full steam ahead. We're now in the second month of February 2024. We know not what these next days and months and weeks will hold. But you as a believer, me as a believer, anchored in the Word of God, our directive is that you move full steam ahead. Now, understanding, I don't want to move full steam ahead if I'm on the wrong path. There are a whole lot of people, they're moving full steam ahead, and they are not directed spiritually in the way they should be. So if I'm going to move full steam ahead, KK, one of the things I've got to do is to make sure I'm moving on the right road. Matter of fact, with many of us in this room have been on wrong roads. So how much of a blessing it is, Dr. Yvonne, to be on the right road. I'm on the right road now. Now, we haven't always been there because sometimes persons make that declaration, I've been in church all my life. And you could have been. But that does not mean that you have been saved all your life. You've been in church, but the church wasn't in you. You've been in church, but Christ has not been in you. And Digging Valerie Cave, no matter where we are, we've got to make sure that I am on the right road. Well, that's why we're going to break this message down into three areas. Number one, believers don't have to run from anybody or anything. Some of us feel like we're on the run. You're on the run. You're running from the things that you need to face. And matter of fact, we'll say more about that. But there is the directive of facing our fears. It is not unusual that you might have a fear. But you do realize that faith and fear do not mix. And so there has to be the sense of going forward in faith. Understanding, because the text says that God is watching over us. Another passage we realize, it says he sits high, he looks low. With another passage we realize he never slumbers and he never sleeps. But in this passage this morning, it says he's watching us from behind. In other words, if I put that into modern language, God's got your back. Now he's got your back. That's if I'm lined up with his word and his will. That's the first thing. Second thing is that the goal of the preacher must declare, the under shepherd must declare the good news of Jesus Christ. I know there's a whole lot of things going on in the world, but one of the things that you want to make sure that if you're going to go into any worship space, I want to hear something about Jesus. Thank God for social issues and being contemporary and all of the other things that we can do. And we are all of that here at Island Park. But I also have to say that in the center of that must be Christ. Christ-centered. Because that's where you want your life to be. Because if you do not have the right center, you will be off balance. Oh, yeah, I'm saying something. Y'all not responding the way you should. Because you need to have the right center in your life. But not only do I have the right center, but I have the right foundation. My center is right. My foundation is right. I am anchored. And I know that winds can come, storms can come. But like one of the songs, the vocalists who came to our church and sang, I can bend, but I'm not going to break. That's number two. But number three, God is ready to flex against any challenge his children face. Amen. I see some of you put your suits on. Let me talk to the brothers, some of the brothers in here. You spent time, you did some, you had barbells and weights and because you want your suit to fit a certain way. You, and matter of fact, you would be proud to flex. I tell my brother all the time, I say, keep your shirt on. I mean, we know that you're built, cut, all of that, but keep your shirt on. But God is in essence saying here, I'm ready to flex again with whatever challenge which could potentially come your way. Let's back it up. Let's unpack it. Number one, believers don't have to run from anybody or anything. Verse 12. Isaiah says, you will not leave in a hurry. You're not going to leave. You're not going to leave in a hurry. You're going to leave, but you're going to leave with a sense of confidence. I'm dealing with a challenge, but I'm walking in the strength of God. Sometimes persons can realize how confident you are just by how you walk. Your walk speaks a whole lot about you. But I'm not just talking about your physical walk. I'm also talking about much deeper than that, Dickie McCorning. What is that which drives me? My walk, my spiritual walk. See, some persons, they have talk but no walk. They can tell you what you need to do, but you have to realize that everybody, Brother Shepherd, is not going to read the Bible, but they will read you. That's why. And you have neighbors. You have people who meet you at your different social places, and that's why they need to see Jesus in you. They need to see that you've been anointed by God, washed in the blood of the Lamb. They need to know that you went down into the liquid stream, and it was not just an outward act, but something that was happening on the inside. And something happens on the inside and works its way to the outside. So I said, a clause, you will not leave in a hurry. You're not going to run. And the reason why I'm not going to run, I'm not going to come out, I'm not going to leave out of there afraid, but I'm going to leave in a sense of, because the Bible says, for the Lord will go ahead of you, right? Then it says, yes, the God of Israel will protect you from behind. So not only does he have your back, but he's got your front. And what God is doing is that he is opening up doors. He's setting the table straight. And even though you don't see it. And that's why you can walk into that room, Brother Askew, and not just see it, but seize it. Because God is already working things out. Somebody's in worship right now, and there's some things you've been praying about. And you need to understand, like I talked about that father who had a sick son the other week, and he was able to get the word, your son is going to be healed. And I need for you to go back home. And what God is saying to us, I need for you to go back home. I need you to go back to your situation and to go back to that place. With a sense of confidence, full steam ahead. God's got my front, he's ahead of me. He's got my back, he's protecting me. And let me go MC Hammer on this crowd, can't touch this. You got to realize that when God's got you covered, you can go full steam ahead. Full steam ahead, trusting God, working things out, full steam ahead. I got the wind of God underneath my wing, full steam ahead. That's what, when you go to God, don't pray like a wimp, but pray like a winner. Don't approach this life like you a chump, you a champ. And champions face things in a different kind of way. I don't know who's going to win the game tonight. I have no idea. I'm going to eat good, though. I'm going to enjoy it. But we have to understand that you as a believer, you are a champion. You're a champion. And that's why I'm saying to you right in here, you don't have to be a minister, deacon, anybody. You can go in a hospital room. You can go and anoint your house. You can lay hands. You can believe, and I can do it. Full steam ahead. It's not the late Dr. Sandy Ray in Brooklyn, New York said, it's not your title, it's your testimony. Everybody don't have a title, but everybody ought to have a testimony. Everybody ought to be able to talk about what the Lord has done in my life, how far the Lord has brought me, how the Lord is keeping me. I can do it full steam ahead. Second thing we look at in this worship service, the preacher must declare the good news of Jesus Christ. But not only the preacher. Everybody, if you are a believer, you ought to declare the good news. All I'm doing is trying to inspire you that when you leave out of here, that you leave out with a sense of energy, enthusiasm. The old church bulletin used to say, we enter to worship and we depart to serve. And when we leave out of here, we want to leave out with our shoulders up, head back. And we ought to leave with a sense of confidence. I had a little talk with Jesus. and he can make everything all right. I ought not come out of here and come into worship like you're defeated. Come out of worship like it's one way. Sometimes when you pull into the gas station and you know and you're low on gas, and sometimes and some of us we can go back over our lives because sometimes there were some of us and we didn't used to fill it up. We just got just enough. And sometimes when we got to the gas station, it was matter of fact, as soon as we pulled in, we were already praising God. Because we didn't know. I'm not going to ask you who's been on the side of the road. I'm not going to ask you that. But some of you already had the memory. You already had the memory. But one thing, when you pull into a gas station, you pull in one way. But when I pull out, come on, somebody. I know this crowd, you have gone beyond put $2 in. Come on, somebody. You remember those days? Well, yeah. How much, too? Now, I grew up in Jersey. In Jersey, we didn't have to pump our gas. We could sit in the car. And that was a wonderful thing. I left down in Virginia, and I had to get out the car. I mean, I thought we'd just pull in and tell a man, give him a drink. And our dad gave us a gas card. You know, we were walking around. We were highfalutin Negroes. I mean, we had a gas card. And we would say, and we would just hand it out the window. But what I'm telling is that when you pull in one way. But when you pull out, come on, somebody. Somebody to get to worship today, it's been a rough week. You've been hit. You've been gut punched. You've been dealing with stuff. But I got to worship this morning. You don't know the kind of week that your neighbor has had. But I need you to turn to your neighbor right now and say, be encouraged. Look on the other side. Keep your head up. I don't know what you've gone through, but I'm going to leave here full steam ahead. You wouldn't listen to me very much if I came in here looking half defeated. They said, is he sick? Is something wrong with him? Did he eat some bad pizza? What is it? But when you are one who is standing in the gap for God, your witness makes a difference. Here it is, verse number 7, right here in the scripture. I don't have to run all over the Bible. It's right here. It's speaking right to us. It says there, it says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger. Matter of fact, we hear that same wording coming New Testament. We talk about how beautiful are the feet of those who share the good news of Jesus. These feet that are on the mountain, they're bringing good news of peace and salvation, news that the God of Israel reigns. And the watchmen shout, sing with joy, because we don't want to be around folk who are just like sticks in the mud. Ought to be some joy. If this was a depressing place, folk wouldn't come here. They come here because I want to come and be lifted. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. And I know what love is, because love is attached to God, because the Bible says God is love. The watchmen shout, sing with joy. Verse number 8. For before their very eyes, they see the Lord returning. See, when you are going full steam ahead and you've had a touch of God in your life, you will see things before others will see them. I see the blessing coming. I see it. I see a miracle getting ready to take place. I see a door open. I see a better opportunity. I see a brighter future. And I'm going because I want to not only see it, but seize it. Here it is. It said, let the ruins of Jerusalem break into joyful song. How can ruins shout? Ruins. It says, let the ruins of Jerusalem break into joyful song. At one time, we were wrecked, we were whipped, we were broken. And people can look at you and have no idea of the journey of your life. But here you are. You were once a ruin, but now you can shout. You were once a wreck, but now I can lift my hand. You were once ready to throw in the towel. I was listening the other day to testimony of Dr. Freddie Haynes. He was, of course, now the new leader of Rainbow Push Coalition. And he was giving his testimony about how his father died on his first day of high school. Dr. Haynes, great preacher, been to our church many times. But then he said he was in such a low place that he was trying to figure out how he was going to take his life. The great Freddie Haynes. But I want you to know that many of us in this room, we have been in low places. And we don't know what you've gone through. We don't know what you felt. But I'm thanking God that no matter what has happened in your past, you have a reason to be able to go full steam ahead. Because you've seen God move. You know, and he's still moving. Am I right about it? He's still moving. I'm not talking about a God just of the Old Testament, but I'm talking about a God of right now. Full steam ahead. That's what we're doing. That's how we're moving. No matter if ruins can shout, I can shout. Because it said the Lord has comforted his people and he has redeemed Jerusalem. He takes Jerusalem from ruin to redeemed. Somebody said, that's my testimony. At one time, I was a ruin. But I'm thanking God I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I can lift up my hands. I can give God praise. I can tell a dying world about a living Savior. Full steam ahead. I'm going forward. You might knock me down, but I'm going to get back up. And when I get back up, I'm going to be stronger than I was before. I wish I had a witness in here. Come on, Highland Park. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul has to cry out. Hallelujah. There's one more thing that we have to share, and that is that God is ready to flex against any challenge that his children might face. My late father lived to be 92 and, of course, preached in our church many times. One of the things that sometimes he would do in church that he would do push-ups. He was showing people he could still do push-ups in his 80s, and he would jump down on the ground. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to prove it to you. But I am going to say to you that God proves himself over and over and over again. And sometimes God has to flex against Satan. Flexing. He's got to flex. He's got to let Satan know you cannot and will not be victorious. There's several times biblically I can say that God flexed. One was when he looked around, Satan was looking, who can I devour? And God said, have you considered my servant Job? I'm ready to flex. Come on, somebody. Another flex moment was Moses when he was on the run. Pharaoh was going out to get him, and Moses is now standing on the banks of the Red Sea. He looked to the right, couldn't go there. Looked to the left, couldn't go there. Couldn't go backwards because Pharaoh was coming. But God said, let me flex. Come on. I'll open up the river. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, Jesse had some sons, and he was getting ready to deal with a giant by the name of Goliath. He went through every son, could not find the cure, the challenge. And he said, don't you have another boy? Yeah, he's a shepherd boy, dirty fingernails. He doesn't look like a leader. Bring him on over here. And then God says, I can take a shepherd boy and flex. Come on, somebody. What does he need? Does he need war gear? No, he don't need war gear. Just give him a slingshot. Come on, somebody. 5 smooth stones, and I'm not going to need all the stones because I'm ready to flex. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were throwing them in a fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar said, y'all, you not ready to bow down? No, we're not bowing down to you because you can't lift us up. And God said, throw him in the furnace. Heat it up 7 times hotter than you've ever heated it. And what does God do? He flexes. They put Daniel in a lion's den. And what they put Daniel in a lion's den, and they thought the lions were going to take over. But God gets ready to flex. That's what I got to lift up in that tent. For the Lord demonstrated his holy power before the eyes of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will see the victory of our God. Do I have a witness in here? I'm thanking God that he's ready to flex in your life. He's ready to bless you beyond where you are. So when I leave here this morning, I'm going to leave here full steam ahead, giving God the praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will lift up my hands. I will give God the glory. He's a mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. Fairest of 10,000. Bright and morning star. Let me put it another way. Can nobody do me like the Lord? He's been a doctor in a sick room. Lawyer in a courtroom. Mother for the motherless. Father for the fatherless. God is ready to flex in your life. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied my every groan. I will run on, run on, run on, full steam ahead. Yes, yes. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done for me, my soul got to cry out, hallelujah. Say yes, say yes. Full steam ahead. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, full steam ahead. I believe I'll run on a little while longer and see what the end is going to be. Glory, hallelujah. Full, 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 full steam ahead. Write that book. Get that degree. Open up that business. Full steam ahead. Have a talk with God. And if God releases you and fans that flame, I turn it over to you, God. Because I know you're able to do all things and do all things well. Full steam ahead. In this life, sometimes we've hesitated and we haven't trusted God. Somebody's been there. and you wish you had a do-over. Well, God is a God of another chance. And when that next chance comes, I'm going to face it with a different level of confidence and enthusiasm. Full steam ahead.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655. Or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park.